Okay, so we're on Daf Mem Dalet tonight. Okay, I need everybody's attention. Let's focus. So yesterday we learned in the Mishnah a machlok between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. You have Reuven was mudar hana from Shimon, meaning Shimon made a neder that Reuven cannot get any hana from him. And so the Gemara had three ways to get around that neder. But the third case is the one we're focusing on, where Reuven and Shimon are by themselves. They're walking somewhere. And Reuven doesn't have food, and Shimon has food. And Shimon, despite his neder, would like to give the food to Reuven, but the neder is in his way. So the Tanakama holds that what Reuven can do is put the food on a cell, on a rock, or on a gedder, on a stone wall, and be mafkir the food, and Reuven can take the food. It's not considered Reuven taking Shimon's food, since Shimon had already put it to the rishus of Hefker, So Reuven is just zocher from Hefker. It's not Zocha from Shimon, he's Zocha from Hefker, and that's what the Tanakama, but Rabbi Yossi Oser. Tana Rabbi Yossi says that does not work. So the Gemara had a machloket, what's the reason for Rabbi Yossi? So Rava said the reason for Rabbi Yossi is Gzeru Mishum Manak Beit Choron, that there is a sham transaction that we read about later on in Masech, on Daf Mem Ched, where somebody said that his father should be Mudar Hana from him. In other words, Yitzchak was making a party for his son Yaakov, a wedding party, and he had made a neder that his father should not get any hana from his property. So Yitzchak says to Levi, you know what, I'm giving you the su'udah, the property, everything is yours. So Levi said, if they're mine, then I'm makdish it to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, I didn't give it to you to be makdish, I gave it to you because I wanted my grandfather to come to the party. So that's like an example of like a sham type of transaction. So Rava says that when they're the only two people on the road and they're by themselves and he takes it and he puts it on the rock and he's mafkir it, so Rabbi Yossi says that he can't do that. It means even though theoretically if he would have the right kavana, it would work, but it's gzeira. We don't let him do it because we're afraid we're going to get into like a Beit Choron situation. We have a sham transaction. That's what Rava says. But Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara has a different hesber. So Rabbi Yochanan says there's machloket, the way Rabbi Yochanan understands it, between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama. So the way Rava understands it, there's no machloket. Everybody agrees on the basics. It's just a question, is there a gzeira in this case? But according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is a fundamental machloket. Rabbi Yossi holds when a person is mafkir something, it's still his up until the time somebody takes it. So when I'm mafkir something, it's like putting up a sign that you can seize it, but it still remains my property till you take it. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Yossi. And that's the way Rabbi Leibowitz was explaining in his shir. And then the chachamim hold, no, when you're mafkir it, it's left your reshus. It's not yours anymore. So that being the case, we can understand the machloket between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakama holds you're mafkir it, it's not yours. You put it in a different reshus. Rabbi Yossi holds, it's still yours, so he's being zocha from your property. So that's exactly what the neder says you can't do. So that's the machloket. Okay? Everybody good? What's up, Rafi? Wait, say again, repeat. It's Hefker. In other words, they're both standing there. Shimon's from, Reuven's from, there's nobody else there. The two of them are there. He says, I'm taking out my food. You're mocking this food right now. So that's what's going on. Okay? Okay, everybody good. I'm sorry you missed the Hakdama. Okay, but go ahead. What else? What?
I have a question. So when you do Bitzel Chametz, you'd stay
there.
Yeah,
Michael asked that last night. So within Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't seem like that would work so well. Okay? All right. Okay, we're Mem Dalet tonight, 44. Okay? So let's go back over. Now, I just reviewed from yesterday. I'm sorry people missed it, but three lines from the bottom. I'm in Gimel Beis, 43b. So now the Gemara has a kasha against, we'll see, within Rabbi Yochanan's Hesber. So Tanya, we learn in the Braisa. Three lines from the bottom, I'm in Gimel Beis. Everybody with me? So Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, Hamafkir et Sadehu. If a person is mafkir his field, in other words, Reuven has a field, Greenacre, he's mafkir the field. Kol shlosha yamim yachol lachzor bo. The first 3 days, he can retract his declaration of hefker. he could say, I changed my mind, I want the field back. He says, Mikan ve'elach in yachol otzorbo. But after 3 days, he cannot retract it. So let's just look at the Ran with this, and we'll see what's going on. So if you look in the Ran, I'll pick it up around 12 lines from the bottom. In the Ran, the first word in the line is Umafarish. It says, Umafarish tam alakaman demafdrin behadrin behon. So the Gemara is going to explain later on that the Gemara has this Svara later on for Rabbi Yossi. So he, the Ran, is borrowing the Svara and plugging it into what we think is the Sheet of the Chachamim. That there are people who, in other words, if I have a field and it's Hefker, I'm not Chayv and Masro. Whereas if I own the field, it's Chayv and Maaser. If it's a Hefker field, it's not Chayv and Maaser. So people like, you know, unscrupulous people would have their fields, and then it's Chayv and Masro, mafkir the field, and then 5 minutes later, there's Zocha back in the fields. Now I'm Zocha from Hefker. So that let's see back in the Gemara, in the Ran, okay? When Mepharish Tamil come with the Mafkirin Bahadrin Bahon, Mishum the Hefker Paturin Maaser, he will remind Mafkirin Stoteim. So the tricksters would be Mafkir their fields, the daily he pater, in order to exempt it from Masro. Their intent was, I'm going to be mafkir it, and then I'm going to be zocher with it. He's kubahen. So their whole hefker was just a subterfuge to get it out of Masrod. So they said, the Chami said within this hesber, that when you're zocher, it's not like you're zocher from a hefker. And they made the gzeira that even if somebody else is zocha from it, it's not his property. So it means like this. We think right now, the beginning of the braisa, which we just read, is going according to the Shita Chachamim. So according to Chachamim, when I'm mafkir field, it leaves my reshuts. But with these people who are mafkir, and then, you know, 5 minutes later, there's zocha with it, so the Chachamim didn't like that. They felt, please, I need everyone's attention. So they felt that's not what we want them to do. So we're going to say that within 3 days you can retract it, and that's like a red flag that it's not really Hefker. In other words, by creating this you know protocol that for 3 days you can retract it, it's apparent to everybody that it's not Hefker, because if I can retract it within 3 days, it's not Hefker. Let's see, we're in the Ran, 5 lines from the bottom on page 86, on Mem Gimel Beis, 43b, 6 lines from the bottom. He says, V'afol gav, l'gabi acher, lek l'mechash v'ramayin. So that works well according, let's say, if it's Reuven's field, he's mafkir the field. So we say he could be zocha with it, even though he can retract the hefker for 3 days. So it should be apparent to him that it's not really hefker. So skip this whole plan about, you know, being mafkir and then being zocha with it. It's your field. But if that's the case, though, but on a deraisa level, it really is hefker. So if somebody else, if Shimon came along and seized it, and now we're saying it's not his field, so how do we do that? Apilu hafi iloha lokai maha. So the Ran says we got to do it this way, because making the zera derabanan is a koach in the hands of chachamim hefker beitin haya hefker. Because if we don't make the zera vis-a-vis other people, it's not going to work out for this person. Shemirua ramayim, because if the fraudsters see shek sheis kebo acher kana, if they see, I see Shimon comes along and now it's his field, lo yishvulu debrei chachamim. Shehim lo yiknu. So they're not going to agree. They're not going to accept what the Chachamim say. I'm after the field and I'm Zocha back in it, that I wasn't Zocha from Hefker. Lameru, they'll say, Ki hechi da acher zachi mehefkera. Just like somebody else can be Zocha from Hefker. Ananami mehefkera zachinim. We too can be Zocha from Hefker. That's one reason we have to apply this rule even to other people. Va'od, shekeven shenagur ramayim b'rama utan zek bo shoshayamim. In addition to which, since like these fraudsters are going through this sort of sham, you know, renunciation of ownership for the 3 days, it's not clear that it really is hefker. Because it could be in their minds they never intended to really make it hefker. It's just their subterfuge to get out of paying the masrot. It never really was hefker. He says, So therefore, we're going to say, even if somebody else seizes it or tries to seize it, Yechol Mafkir Lach Zorbo, the Mafkir Reuven can retract it, Shadayin Lo Nigmar Hefkero, because the Hefker isn't the done deal. Mikan Ve'elach Ein Yechol Lach Zorbo, but 3 days forward, he can't be Chozer. Vafilo Zachabo Adam, Lo Kli Menel Lach Zorbo, even if nobody was okay, he can't be Chozer. Shem Lachar Shosha Tu Lekla Nechash to Ramayin, but not be Chosheish for these fraudsters after 3 days, in other words, if I'm a Ramai, I'm not going to wait more than 3 days to be Zoka with the field. Okay, let's just see again. So again, we said we have a point of Yochanan, a machloka between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi. According to the Chachamim, when a person is Makir something that leaves his Rishus, it's not his anymore. According to Rabbi Yossi, when a person is Makir something, it's still his until somebody is Zoka with it. It's just like a sign that it's open for seizure by somebody else. So this Brisa says that if a person is mafkir's field, for 3 days he can retract it. But then after that, he cannot retract it anymore. So we think this is going according to the Chachamim, meaning the Chachamim say, once you declare something hefker, I can't retract it, that's hefker. But within the first 3 days, there's a Xerud Rabbanon that you could retract it. And they did that because of the fraudsters. The fraudsters go through this sham hefker, and then they seize it in order to get out of paying masrot. And but if they know the rule is that for 3 days they can retract it, so then they'll say, you know, this isn't really hefker. In other words, I can't even go through it. It's not even like a fraud. It doesn't even have like a pretense of being hefker. So I'm going to have to pay the masrot. That's what the thinking is. Okay, let me just do a few more lines in the brisa, and then we'll pause. Okay, now we're on the top line on the Dalet Amud Aleph. Now, the second case in the brisa. Amar Te Sarazumu Keret Yomachad. Let's say Reuven, who's the owner of the field, says something different. He says, instead of the field being hefker, unqualifiedly hefker, he says, this field is hefker for 1 day. 1 day, come and get it. Or the Shabbatachat, 1 week. Or Lechodeshachat, for 1 month. Or Lashanachat, for 1 year. Or Lashavuachat, for 1 7-year period. If nobody was Zocha in it, so Yachol Lachzorbo, he could retract it. He could say, I changed my mind and want the property back. But once somebody's Zocha in it, he can't be Chozer anymore. So this part sounds like Rabbi Yossi, right? Rabbi Yossi says that it's still mine until somebody's Zocha with it. So I can always retract it. So the Gemara says, Reisha Rabbanan Sefer Rabbi Yossi. So does that make sense that according to working within Rabbi Yochanan's Hesber, so I know there's machloket between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi. And I had this Braisa, and it sounds like one part of the Braisa sounds like the Chachamim, because the first part of the Braisa says, after the first 3 days, we can't retract it. So Rabbi Yossi says, you can always retract it. It's still didn't have my Rishus. So that sounds like the Chachamim. And the second part says that if I do a Hefkeris for like a set limited time, so then I could, as long as nobody was Zoka in it, I could be Chozer with it. That sounds like Rabbi Yossi. So how is it that I have one part of the Brisa is like the Chachamim and one part of the Brisa is like Rabbi Yossi? That's the question. Okay, everybody good so far? Okay, so now let's...
question with the retraction.
Repeat, Robert.
I have a question. What happens with this? The idea of this retraction? Does he have to be kohen? Does it have to be kohen?
No. He says, I've changed my mind. It's not hefker anymore.
So it means, during that period, it was his? Retroactively?
Well, again, let's go slowly with this. According to the Chachamim, if you declare something hefker, so it's not yours. It's left your rishus.
Right.
So
no, but according to Rabbi Yossi.
You can't terminate it. You can make a kinyan with it, but it's not yours anymore. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it was always yours. And so you can retract.
Not make a kinyan, just make it like it was a zero, like it was never said.
Right. I'm saying that like it's like having a sign up, anybody wants it can take it, and then I take the sign down. So it's fine. Okay. So now the Gemara says Reisha Rabbanan Sefer Rabbi Yossi. So on line 5, Amar Ula, now the Gemara is going to have two Hezberim. Either the whole Brisa is going like the Chachamim, or the whole Brisa is going like Rabbi Yossi, because that's what we had. Half the Brisa looked like the Chachamim, half like Rabbi Yossi. We don't like it that the Brisa is half and half. So it's either all going to be one or all going to be the other, but we have to reconcile it. So Amar Ula, Seifa Nami Rabbanami. So Ula says, the Seifa of the Braisa is also, we can also construe in conformity with the Sheet of the Chachamim. Ihafi, so if the Seifa is also like the Chachamim, Amaya Shlo Zachaba in Hu Ben Acher Yecholak Zorbo. So why is it, if it's going like the Chachamim, so why can he retract it? Again, according to the Chachamim, once it's first me Hefker, now it's in the Rishut HaHefker, so I can't retract it. I can go and make a kinyan, it all come from the Hefker, but I can't retract it. But the Bryce is like, I could retract it. So Shani Shana V'Shavua Lo Shchichi. So the Gemara says, when I do it for a limited period of time, it's Lo Shchia. So we'll see in a minute, one minute. Let's look in the Ran. We'll see where we're looking in the Ran. A minute. Okay. Okay, so if you look in the Ran, around 10 lines from the bottom in the Ran, everybody have it? In the Ran, on Mem Dalanam and Aleph, around 10 lines from the bottom, the last two words on Va'amar de Seifa. Okay. Okay. Or you could do it, let me do it one line above that. Okay, is it Mihu Milta de Tmiyahu, Heki Naka La Tana, Liba de Trey Tanai? How is it that the Tana is like working within two Tanayim? So Ula explains that we're around 10 lines to the bottom. We look where my finger is, Michael. He says that, you have it? Okay, fine. But we're at the Seif Nami Rabbanani. The Seif is also coming. The reason he can still retract it, according to Chachamim, that when I make something hefker for a week or for a Shavua or Shabbat, well, Shavua was a seven-year period. A Shabbat was one-week period, but it means for shorter periods of time. That's very unusual that people are mafkir for a limited period of time. But came on, and he had in the art school that came on Shashina there. Amdina Ladaite, since he made this shinui, we evaluate his thinking. He came in Shlorat Salaf Kiro Hefker Olam, since he didn't want to make it in perpetuity Hefker, the Akati Agid Bey. He's still connected to the property. He's still connected with it. So even within the sheet of the Chachamim, he's evinced an intent that the property should not leave his Rishus. Let me just mute everybody. Yeah. So he's evinced an intent that even within that period, he shouldn't leave his Rishus. The other person is Zocha with it. Hilchach, Sfirul Rabbanan, the Hefker Shulizman, so it comes out, the Chachamim are borrowing like a little bit of a page from Rabbi Yossi. When it comes to Hefker for a limited period of time, my disfirulay the Rabbi Yossi the Hefker olami. In other words, Rabbi Yossi holds by all Hefker, it's still yours until somebody's okay with it. So the Chachamim don't agree with that when I say it's Hefker. But if I say somebody's Hefker for one day, that shows I'm still connected, I'm still involved with this piece of property. There, according to the Ran, the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yossi. Yeah. It's still yours. So the Seif of the Braisa works out well within the Sheet of the Chachamim. Kidmi Tokma the Rabbi Yossi, like we said earlier for Rabbi Yossi. Or like we said, it would work for Rabbi Yossi. Shrei Behefker Shulizman Lo Nechelku. On that point, there's no dispute between them. So the Seif of the Braisa could be Rabbi Yossi. The Seif of the Braisa could be the Chachamim. So since the beginning of the Braisa was the Chachamim, we can construe the Seifa also like the Chachamim, and that's one way we have to resolve our problems. Okay, everybody good? Anybody have any questions? What's come. The mechanism of my making
my man happy? Do I say the bedroom?
Well, we'll see.
How does that even know?
Yeah, well, the Gemara is going to come up in tomorrow's daf, which we may get to tonight, but if I'm making a public declaration, then people know that it's Hefker. That would be...
What? No, I was going to say the fraudsters, we protect ourselves against the fraudsters so that they can't, stop paying Maisa. Yet in the base of Migdash, if you're coming through a side door, you don't have to pay Maisa. We don't do that.
Wait, I don't understand. Wait. The fraudsters I got, what's with coming to the base of the... Oh, no, you don't mean the base of Migdash. No. You're talking about a different Gemara. The Gemara says the people would bring the Tfua,
they're
Traxmal and things like that. In other words, they don't bring it through the front door. In a way to...
That's
a different halacha. In other words, there the halacha provides that if you're not bringing it in through the main door, so it's not chayev, in Maastros. That's one it's like the difference between tax avoidance and tax evasion. So if I'm doing it that way, I'm avoiding the tax. It's not so nice, but I'm avoiding the tax. Here, it's like a tax evasion. In other words, they're like they're fraudsters. They're trying to say, like in other words, you want to say if it's a pialaka, it would work, but it's questionable whether it even is like a true hefker here. It's not even clear that it is a true hefker, you know, that I'm mafkir my property and then seizing it back again. All right. Now, yeah, what's up? Who, what? Say again, repeat. Wait. So, who would want to do it? All right, again.
Thousands of dollars.
So, you mean why would anybody be mafkir the property in general, or why in this case? All right, the person that's what he's decided to do. Okay. Yeah, what's up? So there's a machloket rishonim. What does it mean that he's ma? What does it mean? In other words, let's say within the year somebody comes and seizes it. Does that mean now it's his property, or it's only his property till the end of the year? So there's a machloket rishonim about that. Okay, but let me just stick to this gemara. Let's try to stick to the lean and narrow.
Rabbi, quick question about this inyan.
Yeah.
If we're trying to avoid the people who are trying to defraud the system, why couldn't the Rabbanan come and make a halakha that the person tries to reclaim his own, he's still chayav in maaser, so well, they no longer come to do that.
In other words, we want to make a rule where the fraudsters themselves will realize it's a sham. In other words, the fraudsters, like, people do things and they think they're doing, like, smart, but I'll pee a lot. We want to make it clear to them that it's not smart. It doesn't work at all. So they have this gzeira. If I say that I can, you know, withdraw within 3 days, so I'm not even gores that it's really hefker. In other words, that's what they wanted to achieve. Okay, now let's see further in the Gemara. Now, all right, now, okay, now, okay, now, okay. We're so we said according to Ula, we said that the whole brisa can be like within the shita of the chachamim. Now, five lines from the bottom on Mendalim and Aleph. Reish Lakish Amar, be the safer Rabbi Yossi, Reish Nami Rabbi Yossi. So Reish Lakish takes the opposite tack. He wants to say the safer of the Brisa, he wants to say is Bukhlak like Rabbi Yossi. In other words, he's not taking it the way the Ram just explained that it's being conforming with the Chachamim. The safer says that you can retract your designation of Hefker at will. So since the safer is like Rabbi Yossi, the Sama of the Reish is also like Rabbi Yossi. So if the Reish is like Rabbi Yossi, so why does the Tana say that after 3 days, he can't retract it? Rabbi Yosef says he can always retract it. So Reish Hanutama, the little shtakach toward Hefker, that we don't want the idea of Hefker to be forgotten. So let's take a look in the Ran on this. Two lines from the bottom in the Ran. Reish Lach Shemar bin Sefer Rabbi Yosef, Reish Hanutama Rabbi Yosef. The Kashalach, Ihachi Lachar Shosha Mayin Yefolach Zorbo, Hanutama, Rabbi Yossi would say, after 3 days, you could be chos there with. Ella Hainu Tama, turn page. The Amin and Hafi, if we're going to say that you could be chos there with it, Atle Meimar, the Chilo Chazar Bo, Nami, Bizacha Bo Acher, Lomeyaf Kerika Zachi. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, at any time I could retract it. So let's say Reuven has a field, he declares it hefker. And then let's say a week later, Shimon comes and he seizes the field. He seizes the field. Now, is Shimon getting the field from hefker, or is he getting it from somebody? So he says the chilos of Nami Mizakbo Ther Lomayfkera Kazaki, the came into Mikamid Liskibe Hayako Mafkir Lakzorbo. So I would think like this: since Reuven could retract it at any time, Al Mershute Habakoi. So I'm thinking this was really Reuven's field. So I, Shimon, think I'm not really Zocha from Hefker. I'm getting a Matana from Reuven. because Sabri demachayev b'maaser. So I'm thinking that I'm really chayev b'maaser. In other words, if I get a gift, if you, Rafi, give me a field, and there's two in the field, I'm chayev b'maaser. I'm the recipient of the gift. I'm chayev b'maaser. So in this situation, the recipient is really zocha from hefker, but he doesn't view it as hefker because he's thinking, since the donor can retract his designation at any time, it's really, I got it from Reuven. It was Reuven's field. I see that Reuven declared a hefker, but Reuven could have retracted his hefkeris at any time. So it was really, so when I got it, I'm really getting it from Reuven. I'm chayv in my sir on the rice level. That's what I'm thinking. But the emes is, I was really zocha from hefker, and it's patur. But atula suri, fourth wide line in the run, latula suri ma komacher alav, v'ahavali menachiv al patur. So as a result of that, I'm going to go to another field that is definitely chayv in my road, and I'm going to take some of that tabua, which is chayv in my sir, and I'm going to declare that my sir for Greenacre, the original field. If it's sabri machayv in my sir, atula suri ma komacher alav, v'ahavali menachiv al patur. Or I'll take some of the tefuah from Greenacre, which is really patur from Maaser, and I'll say, this is Maaser for, Blackacre. So therefore, this is the way this Hezbollah is going, according to Reish Lakish. In other words, we're saying, after 3 days, even though on a Din D'oraisa, according to Rabbi Yossi, you could retract it at any point in time. But we're saying after 3 days, you can no longer retract it. You can no longer retract it because we want to have like a red flag that people should realize this is Hefker. You're getting it from Hefker. And Mimela, you're not Chayev in Maestros on this field. That's what we want. So let's go back on the Gemara. We'll read it through and then we'll try to summarize again. Okay? Go back to Amud Aleph again. So the Gemara says, so four lines to the bottom. What's the ratio? Why he can no longer retract it after 3 days? He says Lotishtakov toward Hefker. We want people to remember that it really is Hefker. And if you're getting it, if Shimon gets it, it's really Hefker. Ihachi afilmi yomarisho nami lebe Hefker. If that's the case, so even from day one, if you're concerned, people will get it from Reuven. There'll be zocha from Reuven. And it's really Hefker, but they don't realize it's Hefker. So we should make the Gzeira even from day one. We should say from day one, he can't retract it, even though on a derice level, he could retract it. But we're afraid it's going to lead to confusion on the part of the public. So we should say, we're not going to do it. So they realize they're having it from Hefker. So Rabba said they did not, now again, they did not carry through this Gzeira to the first 3 days. Now, if you remember, when we did the sheet to the Chachamim, the Chachamim hold that you can, that you can never retract it. So within the sheet of the Chachamim, we said the Gzeira was in the first 3 days that you could retract it, and we did that for the Ramayim. So here it's working out the other way. Here the Gzeira is after the 3 days, and we're making Gzeira within Rabbi Yossi that after the 3 days that he can't retract it anymore. But within the first 3 days, we're still maintaining the regular rule. He says, because we're afraid about these tricksters, they're mafkir the property, and then they go seize it back again. And they feel that now they're patur from Maestro. So we don't like that, because again, according to the Tan Rabbi Yossi, in other words, according to the Tan Rabbi Yossi, it never works. According to Tan Rabbi Yossi, if I'm mafkir my field, and then I seize it back 5 minutes later, it never left my rishus. It was always mine. It is so there's no ostensible logic that I should be patur from Maestrot, because it never left my rishus. So here, we're doing it the other way around. For 3 days, you want to leave it with the Din Torah. So it'll be clear to people, it's not leaving your rishus. You always could, retract it. And that's the Din Torah. So there's nothing, this fraud scheme never gets off the ground. There's nothing to talk about. But then, for after 3 days, we're making Xeris so people should remember there's a Din of Hefker. He says, Ava. So, okay, so that's what we're up to right now. So we have a way to explain this Brisa both according to Chamim and according to Rabbi Yosef. Now, let me go on the bottom line on Limdal and Aleph about the writer, what we have here. So now, let's say after 3 days, if the person tries to retract his designation, after 3 days, if a person tries to retract his designation, so even though on a derisa level he could retract, but the Xerah of Rabbanan is he can't retract it. Wait, according to Rabbi Yossi, we're only Rabbi Yossi now. About the right to lo abi hefker. So it means that on a Torah level, if I retract my designation, it's really not hefker anymore. It's back in mine. It's not hefker anymore. So he says, so turn page, Gedilma. So in other words, it means like this. Let's say I declare the property hefker. And now, the way we're understanding the Braisa, after 3 days, I can no longer retract it on a Din D'Rabbanan. I can't retract it as Din D'Rabbanan because we want people to realize that they're getting it, other people are getting it from Hefker. So, but let's say after 3 days, I declare it, I'm terminating the Hefker. I'm terminating the Hefker. So the Din D'Rabbanan is, I can't do it. But on Din D'Raisa, it's terminated. It's not Hefker anymore. So now the person, so it means like this. Let's say Shimon seizes the property on day 5. And I said, I'm terminating the hefker on, let's say, day 5, before he seizes it. I said, I terminate. So on a derisa level, it's not hefker anymore. So when Shimon gets it, even though the Bezdin is a co-op to transfer property wherever they want, but Shimon now is getting property that's chayav and ma'aser. Shimon's under the misimpression that it's pater from Iser because he's getting it from Hefker. Let's see that. The Gemara says about the right to the Webby Hefker. So turn page. Vidilma ati li suri menachiv alaptur menaptur lachiv. So this is going to be a big mess right now because let's see. One second. Let me get the line of the Ran here. One second. Yeah. So let's look at the Ran on line, the 5th, 6th very wide line, or medium wide line in the Ran. The Kamar, the Nehidim of the Rabbi Yossi, Yacholach Zorbo, he says, based on the lack of the way Rabbi Yossi says, he could retract it, below the Hefker, Tikkun Rabbanan to Levei Hefker. So Kami said, no, it's Hefker. So the Mechayiv him in Ma'aser, he says, came into me the right to loabi hefker, to nihicha you cholum patro, which should hefker beit and I a hefker, if you hafi, lobau chan la tail of torment of my ser, my shukai, bo minatora. The koshke in ekel mechash, the maatili stream in a chiv of tour, the amar zocheze, vadai, came in shikuni chachami mash zachiti, hefker gamur haya. So the one who acquires it says, this is hefker gamur. The chazara di idach medina lo klumu, and Ruben's declaration is nothing. So I know the Chachamim tell me that I should still take Ma'aser. The Chachamim will say take Ma'aser. But I'm thinking, the fact that Mechayiv Ma'aser, in lo midivrayim, the Gzeirat Aramayim, Shamu Chazara to, v'chashu shayta Chazara, in a klum. Shilu kenayach zikuni behefkero, v'akti distru midivar zeshu sabur, shei patur al-dabar acher, shu patur min a-din, keon chitr shkel dabat zikchen al-akob. It means like this. The person who acquires this piece of property will be under the misimpression, the Chachamim were telling him to take Ma'aser anyway. But he's under the misimpression that that's only a Din D'Rabbanan. So as far as I'm concerned, a Din D'Raisa, I'm totally off of it. So my Chiv take Ma'aser, I'm thinking it's Din D'Rabbanan. So I'm going to play around with this. Now really, Aliba de Hilchasa, the Chiv to take Ma'aser out from this piece of property is me D'Raisa, because it really was Reuven's property, and he withdrew it. So it's Reuven's property, but the Chachamim say now it's my property. But it's Chayev and Ma'aser on a D'Raisa level. But I think it's only Chayev on a D'Rabbanan level. So I'm going to take some of this Tavua, and I'm going to use it to declare Ma'aser, let's say, for things that grew in a pot, that non-perforated pot. So it's Chayev Ma'aser on a D'Rabbanan level. So here I have Tavua that was Chayev on a D'Raisa level. I'm going to use it for a Tavua that was on a D'Rabbanan level. So that's going to be a big mess. So that's what the Gemara is asking. So let's take a look on the top line of the Gemara. The Dilma Ati Shimon Achiv Aptur, with Aptur Lachiv. So the Gemara says, Dimrina Lei, that will tell the person who acquires the piece of property, Kima Asar, aser mi niubei. When you take maaser from this piece of property, just stick with this piece of property. Take the maaser from this property with the two that grew on the property. Don't get any other piece of property involved with it. Just stick with this piece of property. Okay, so now let's just summarize for a minute and then we'll go on. So again, we had the machloket within Rabbi Yochanan between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi. So the way Rabbi Yochanan understands it, according to the Chachamim, when somebody declares something a hefker, it leaves his rishus, it's called rishus a hefker, and he kisses it goodbye. And then according to Rabbi Yossi, though, if a person declares something hefker, it's still in Reuven's rishus, if he's the one who owns it. And it's just, it's like putting up a sign, anybody who wants to seize it can seize it. But at any point in time, he can terminate and take the sign down. Now you can't seize it, but it's still my property. So we had stiras within this brisa, but we were able to reconcile the stiras. Now, let's see further in the Gemara. So Meifei, everybody with me? So we ask Kasha from the following brisa. Meifei, hamafkir et karmo, if a person declares his vineyard to be hefker, the shachar, and in the morning, amaru bitzaro, in the morning, he harvests the grapes. So his harvesting the grapes is like declaring it's not hefker anymore. In other words, he declared it hefker, but now he's acting with balus on it. He says, chayev the peret uva olor b'shicha b'peya. So he's chayev in the matnos aniyim. So peret is like when one or two grapes fall off. Olo, they're not so developed. He's got to leave it. Shicha, he left, you know, like a pile of grapes. And peya, like the corner of the field, he's got to leave that for the aniyim. Upatur min amaisir. But he's exempt from maaser. He's exempt from maaser. So the Gemara says, b'shleima le'ula. Now, how do we understand that the person is patur from maaser? So b'shleima le'ula. Now, according to Ula, he says, the rabbanon katani law, the right to katani law. So according to Ula, when a person is mafkir his field, so that's, so I'm putting in a different rishus. So once I'm mafkir it, it's in a different rishus. Now we said, according to Ula, within the sheet of the Chachamim, it says for 3 days, I can nevertheless retract. And then after that, I can't retract. So within Ula, it means on a din d'oraisa, if I'm mafkir something, so it's hefker, left by rishus. But on din d'rabbanan, I have 3 days to retract. So it really hasn't left by rishus. So Ula, how will Ula understand this b'raisa? So the Gemara says, so Ula will say this price is taught by the Chachamim, who's a right to Ketani law, and they're teaching me the Din Torah. Meaning, he declared it to be Hefker, so Mela is not in his Rishus anymore. So now it's not in his Rishus, so it's Patur in Masrot. And even if he then came and seized it again, even if in that case, but it left his Rishus. In other words, again, within the Chachamim, if this is Green Acre, I declare Green Acre Hefker. It's Hefker. It left my Rishus. And then afterwards, I go and I make a kinyan on Green Acre. So, but it was Hefker. I'm Zoka from the Hefker. So on a din d'oraisa, I'm Pater from Iser. Now, there's a din d'rabbanan. We said, and we learned earlier in the Brisa, the way that we learned it, that for 3 days, I can't do that because of the Ramayim, because of the tricksters. But this brisa, we could say, is talking about the Din Torah. So the brisa has a hasber, and we're able to understand the brisa according to Ula. Two lines from the bottom. El Reish Lakish, amai patur min amaiser. But according to Reish Lakish, again, Reish Lakish says that according to Rabbi Yossi, I can always terminate my declaration of hefker. It never left my rishus until somebody gets it. So if I declare something hefker, it's still mine. It's like sticks like glue. It's like I put up a sign up. Anybody wants to seize it can seize it. And then I went back to harvesting. El Reish Lakish, amai patur min amaiser. But Quint Reish Lakish, why is this person patur min amaiser? So Amar Lach, so Reish Lakish would say to you, ki amri ana le Rabbi Yossi. So when I said that whole hesber, that was only within the town of Rabbi Yossi. Harabanan hi. In other words, this price, I admit that's a machloket. And this price, so inachinami, goes according to the shita of the chacham. Goes according to the chachamim. Now, again, keep in mind that according to Rava learned that everybody, that there is no machloka between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Rava learned everybody agrees it goes through different rishus. And the only thing we're talking about here was Xera,
from Beit Horon, Zer Beit Horon. So with the earlier Brisa, so Rav will say, it's all like the Chachamim will say the earlier Brisa. That's the only thing to speak about with the earlier Brisa. Okay, now, let's do a few more lines and see if we can get to the end of the parak before the bell rings. Okay, now the Gemara says, on the top line of Memhiyam and Aleph, Eboy Dema, or else I can have a different Hezber. Now, the issue is, according to Rabbi Yossi, why is it in this Brisa, the Brisa on Memdalim and Beis, is it Patrim and Amayser? When Rabbi Yossi says, I can always retract it. And then in the earlier Brisa, we said, it's like, you know, it never left your Rishus. So the Gemara says, Eboy Dema, Had Afkri Ba'ampe Train, and this is a little bit what you were touching on earlier, Michael. The earlier Bryce was talking about that the owner declared a Hefker in the presence of two people, but it doesn't mean two people, less than three people. He declared Hefker in the presence of less than three people. But in the second last Bryce, he declared a Hefker in front of three people. So now we're adding a further qualification within Rabbi Yossi. We're saying that even Rabbi Yossi will concede if a person declares it publicly in front of three people, and three people is like the Gemara, who knows, we've learned this before, but what other halakha do you have that would relate to this? Yeah, but remember, like, anything that's said in front of three people doesn't have a din lashon hara. My time, chaber chaber itlay, chaber de chaber chaber itlay. Your friend has a friend, your friend's friend has a friend. In other words, if I do something in front of three people, I've released it to the public. That's what it means. So he says here, he says the Afkri Rabbi Tlat, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the second line, Mishum Rabbi Shum Neho Tzedak. The Rabbi Yochanan the Amora has a Masorah from the Tanah Rabbi Shum Neho Tzedak. Kula Mafkir B'Fnei Shlosha Habi Hefker. If I declare something Hefker in front of three people, that's Hefker. B'Fnei Shlosha Lo Habi Hefker. So let's look. One second. That's what we're thinking. He says, yeah. One sec. Yeah, I'll talk to you. One sec. I'll talk to you. Yeah. Wait, I'm just looking. One sec. One sec. No, not for Rishon Mafkir. Lekha Bahadei. All right. So that's the way Rabbi Yossi will hold. Okay. Wait a minute. Yeah. I got it. Okay. Yeah. So if you look on the fifth wide line in the Ram, the Amar Yochanan Kol Mafkir Bnei Shlosha Avi Hefker Ishun Dadai Tzukli Ama Afkiri. In other words, he does this like publicly. If Nei Shnayim Lo Avi Hefker, he came like a Kalo. So there's no kol because in front of two people, I'm just publicizing this to two people. He says, "V'damin l'matana." It's more like a matana. Can you really perush the shmai tekula? All right, let's see back on the Gemara. He says, "Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar." Shimon Levi says, "Bar Torah fil bechad havi hefker." Where Shimon Levi says, "Even I declared hefker in front of one person's hefker." Umatam amu b'shlosha. There was a halakha where they said do it in front of three people. In other words, we want one person to be zocha and the other people to be his edim. But the Korah, I can do it even in front of one person. So this second hesber that we just gave now is say like this, that even the Tana Rabbi Yossi will agree that if I declare something hefker in front of three people, so then that's a done deal. I can't retract it. So that we think is the case, the Bryce that we did on Memdalan Beis. He declared a hefker in front of three people, so then he's popped from Iser. He did it, but it's gone. In other words, it's not like Matana, like I'm with Michael, I'm in the room, I give him a Matana. So it's still Rabbi Yossi holds, it's mine until I give it to him. It's like a private deal. When I declare the whole Olam, you know, anybody can come and seize his property, so then the whole Olam knows about it, and that's a hefker. That's correct. That's what we think, according to this with Kimta. Okay, now. Wait. Yeah, right. Okay, just give me one second. Yeah, so the 3 day, again, within the Braisa, we said for the first 3 days he could retract it. So within Reb Yossi, he has no problem with that. That, but obviously, if he can retract it, that's talking about that it wasn't the Bnei Shlosha. So now we're talking about the Bnei Shlosha. Okay, what do you want to say, Michael?
No, he just says here, others did talk a lot for you.
How long does it take?
That's fine. By Torah law, if one says only even in front of one person, don't ask. However, the Rabbanon said the tefter only to declare it only before three. Why? If one wants to acquire it, then they have two agents.
Right.
Others hold that even if he declared tefter while alone, it is effective.
Okay. Now, what? Oh, okay, so let me finish this off. One second.